So if you remember, when we engaged in Medicine Buddha Sadhana, what were we trying to do? What were we training in doing, I should say? We're training in accomplishing the state of Medicine Guru with completely pure body, speech and mind, not other than emptiness. Why? So this, if you remember, was like getting the cup so that we could have a cup of tea, which was our main wish. So in Medicine Buddha Sadhana, we accomplished to the best of our ability ourself as the union of Medicine Guru. We attained in our imagination, we attained the state of the union of enlightenment. So what's our main wish? Because that's just getting the cup, to have the cup of tea. Our main wish is to effortlessly benefit all living beings, to be able to touch the hearts of every living being every day, giving them temporary inner peace, emanating for them whatever they need, and appearing as spiritual teachers who can guide them on the liberating path. Because only by taking the medicine can someone be liberated permanently from suffering. So this is our main practice, benefiting others. This is the main wish of our bodhicitta mind, which we accomplish healing actions, benefiting others through the special power of body, speech and mind of Medicine Guru. That's the tool, the equipment, the power, the ability we need to do what we really want. What we really want is to benefit others. What we're really thinking about is others. And as I've mentioned before, the nature of a Buddha is being beneficial to others. That's a Buddha's nature, like the way the nature of the sun is to radiate warmth and light. The nature of Buddha is effortlessly benefiting all living beings. So we're training and accomplishing this special power of body, speech and mind. Pure body, pure speech, pure mind, not other than emptiness. So that we can liberate all living beings from suffering and mistaken appearance. So we can do that for others. So we begin the sadhana. So we're going to follow the instructions with strong compassion for all living beings, especially for those who are experiencing serious illnesses. We engage in the following practice. So in just above that instruction, we are self-generated as Medicine Buddha. We are self-generated as Medicine Buddha. So we engage in this practice, self-generated. So if you're thinking, because of the instruction in the introduction, we then use this power to engage in benefiting others through healing actions, such as Medicine Buddha prayer, we use this power. When you read that, I think we can tell we need to use ourself appearing as Medicine Guru to engage in this practice. So this is correct. We engage in this practice self-generated as Medicine Guru, Medicine Buddha. So we are generated as Medicine Guru sometimes with reduced divine pride. So that means we still have the appearance of ourself as medicine guru, but we're not thinking strongly, I am medicine guru. So we'll learn this as we go through the practice. So many things become clear through just trying. You know, it's a little bit like learning to swim. You get into the water and start moving, and how to swim becomes clearer.